Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Devar Torah with Reb T. This year we would talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Again, we depending on the week, we do a long one. More likely nowadays we're doing the mini talks, the regular talks, keeping it to 10, 15 minutes or so to give a nice burst on the Parsha. So we're looking at Bahar B'Chukosai, and we're finishing up Vayikra here before we move on to Bamidbar. And we're looking at how it talks about you are a letter. We're looking at Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Gimel in Bichul Kosai Telechu. In the double parsha, where we move over to Bichul Kosai. If you walk in my statutes, Hashem says, V'smitzvosai teshmorov asisam, and you do my mitzvos and you do them, you guard my mitzvos and you do them, not just doing the mitzvos, guarding the mitzvos, loving the mitzvos, learning about the mitzvos, being involved in the mitzvos, making sure to actually take an active role, making sure to take an active part in the mitzvos, doing the mitzvos, guarding them, and actually practicing them and being involved in them on any level possible, making sure to really be involved in them, walk in the statutes. But there's an idea here of being a letter. You are a letter. The whole Torah is comprised of letters. The whole Jewish people is comprised of people. We are all aspects of the Jewish people. Every single one of us counts. Every single one is to be counted. Every single one matters. If one person is missing, God forbid, one person is not there with us, one person is lost, Kal Vachomer and the Meron tragedy, which just happened a week ago, Alachas Kama Vakama, every single one of those 45 people lost is a tragedy, a tragic, tragic, terrible, terrible thing. Each person in the Jewish people is important. Each person contributes something. We are all letters of the greater Torah of the Jewish people. Every single person is involved. Rashi picks up and says, if you follow my statutes, I might think that this refers to the fulfillment of the commandments. However, when Scripture says, and observe my commandments, the fulfillment of the commandments is already stated. So what's the meaning of if you follow my statutes? It means you must toil in the study of Torah. For the word for follow here, telechu, literally means walk, which is a strenuous activity. Gur Arya points out, the Torah's Kohanim points out, and again the sources are from Chabad. So it's not just about fulfilling the commandments. It's not just about toiling in the commandments. It means walking in the commandments. How could we make sure every day we walk in the valley of the path of Hashem? How could we make sure we walk in the valley of the Torah? We walk in the valley of the mitzvahs, the valley and the value. How could we make sure we involve ourselves in chesed every part of our day, dealing with people, interacting with people, and helping people? We can't just do the mitzvahs. We can't just guard the mitzvahs. We have to literally walk hand in hand with the mitzvahs, with the Torah, with Hashem on a daily basis. We got to learn more about the halacha. For me personally, halacha is very, very difficult to relate to. I always found it a little technical, a little difficult, a little detail-oriented, very detail-oriented for me. So my wife's solution was that this year we found this wonderful online smicha program which goes through topics I normally would not go in-depth, detailed, back and forth. What does the machaber, the author, say? What does the Ramah say, the guy at the end who addendums the notes? What does this commentator and this commentator say, strenuously going through, walking with the halacha, learning the halacha, in a very intricate way, and then reviewing it a couple of times before the big test comes. And in general, when we go through things, when we learn things, when we study things, and when I do my own shows, it gives me some review, it gives me some more Torah to think about, to talk about, and to give over to all of you, and to myself. We can't just safeguard the mitzvahs, we can't just look at the mitzvahs, we have to hand-in-hand walk with the mitzvah. Every mitzvah, every letter of the Torah teaches us something. Each of us is a letter in the Torah itself. Rashi also points out when it says, observe my commandments from Chabad.org, you shall toil in the study of Torah in order to observe and fulfill the commandments, Torah Konim points out. This is similar to here, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances, and learn them, and keep in mind to do them. Meaning, learn the Torah in order to keep them in your heart and perform them. That comes from the Sifsei Chachamim. That's the idea Pirkei Avos says, when you learn, in order to practice and teach, Hashem will give you the ability to learn, to study, to practice, to teach, and to do. But if you only learn to learn, you're not given the ability to do all that. You learn in order to teach, and you'll be given the ability to teach. But if you learn in order to teach, and to do, and to perform, you'll be given all of that, because the Torah is not a vacuum.
We don't learn the Torah in the Beis Medrash and practice it in the Beis Medrash. We learn the Torah so we could practice it in real life. There are so many elements of Torah law. If you never leave your home, you never leave the hall, you can never actually practice them. You're not a learner-earner, then you're just a learner-learner. The Torah is meant to be actually practiced. The whole idea of Choshen Mishpat, business measures, the having the proper measures is being someone who does business. If you never do things, you never purchase things, you never leave the hall, so much of the Torah you can't even do. If you never deal with people, you never interact with people, you never have to deal with half of the population, spouse, kids, or others, you never could figure out how to do the Evan Ezra aspects, the womanly aspects. If you don't learn Or HaChaim daily life, you don't leave the study hall and how and go to shul and daven and learn and put on tefillin, put on tzitzis and have to think about doing tzedakah and all these actions, you're not going to be able to implement them. You have to study them and do them. And when it comes to your Rodeo, all these fantastical matters about Shechita and about what you could say to a non-Jew about salting and about Ta'aruvos, about mixtures, you know, what happens if you're cooking meat and a little bit of milk falls in? That's the whole aspect of this whole year program, 10 to 12 month program with an optional fifth course. Really, going through these matters that you don't really think about. You have to safeguard the commandments. You have to walk with the commandments. You have to keep them in your heart. You have to perform them. You have to learn them, every letter of the Torah. Chabad points out that the word chok, statue or decree, which gives the parsha of Buchukosai its name, literally means engraved. Literally means, you know, engraved. And this comes from Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. And from the Chabad itself, when you think about the word statute decree, it really means engraved. The Torah comes in two forms, written and engraved. On the last day of his life, Moshe inscribed the Torah on parchment scrolls. But this written word, this written Torah was preceded by an engraved Torah. The divine law was first given to us encapsulated in the Ten Commandments, which were etched by the hand of God and two tablets of stone. When something is written, the substance of the letters that express it, the ink, remains a separate entity from the substance upon which they have been set, the parchment. On the other hand, letters engraved in stone are forged in it. The words are stone, and the stone is words. By the same token, there's an aspect of Torah that is linked and inked on our soul. We understand it. Our emotions are aroused by it. It becomes our lifestyle or even our personality. But it remains something additional to ourselves. But there is a dimension of Torah that is chok, engraved in our being. There's a dimension of Torah which is expressed as a bond with Hashem that is of the very essence of the Jewish soul, especially when there's a mitzvah, especially when there's an aspect of Jewish life that you really can connect to, that really can relate to you, walk with it, ride with it, and make sure that you make it as engraved as a letter on your heart, engraved as a letter on your soul, engraved as a letter in your life. For me, that's Hachnasas Orchem. I love Hachnasas Orchem. We're taking care of others, doing chesed, giving tzedakah, giving of our time, doing what we can for others. That's a letter that feels engraved on my heart. It feels engraved on my soul. We have to walk with it. We have to realize that it's engraved on us and it is etched in stone into us. Hopefully, our hearts are nice and open. God forbid our hearts should be like stone. Our hearts should always be wonderfully compassionate and empathetic to deal with everyone around them. A rabbi once offered the following analogy, also from Chabad.org. Every Jew is a letter in the Torah, but a letter may at times grow somewhat faded. It is our sacred duty to mend these faded letters and make God's Torah whole again. Rav Yosef Yitzchok of Lubavitch heard this and objected, "No, the identity of the Jew cannot be compared to erasable ink on parchment. Every Jew is indeed a letter in God's Torah, but a letter carved in stone. At times the dust and dirt may accumulate, and distort or even completely conceal the letter's true form, but underneath it all, the letter remains whole. We need only sweep away the surface grime and the letter, in its all perfection and beauty, will come to light." Sometimes our hearts are buried under layers of soot and soil and layers of impure filth. We have to get away the dirt, get away the grime, and see the shining light of ourselves. We think about the psukim of our life, back of the art scroll sitter, we could find it. And we're supposed to say at the end of Shemona Esrei every day, "I have a nun and I have a mem." These are letters, the letters that it stands on its own. It has a basis, and the basis should always be the Torah, should always be chesed, should always be mitzvos, learning Torah, being involved in Torah, taking care of those around us. We have to make sure to actually deal with those around us and take care of those around us, because each of us are letters of the Torah. Each of us bring with us an aspect to the Torah to be whole, because we know the sages teach us in the Talmud, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. All of Israel are culpable and liable and are responsible, better word, for each other. We all have to make sure that we're involved in taking care of one another. We're all involved in one another. If there's one person that's not doing well, really all of us are not doing well. It's kind of like the analogy of the spokes of the wheel of a bike. If one spoke is gone, the bike itself is not whole. Also, like the idea of a ship. If there's 30 people on the ship, they're all rowing this way and that way. One guy stops rowing for a second. First of all, the boat won't go in the right direction because every oar is needed. But also, he stops rowing and he starts drilling a hole in the boat. The guys around him say, "What are you doing, John? You're going to ruin the whole boat." John responds to them. He says, "What do you mean? Mind your own business. I'm making a hole under my seat. What's it to you?" And they said, "John, you're a fool. Making a hole in the boat will sink the entire boat. Don't you realize it's engraved into the boat? It's part and parcel of the boat itself. The hole over there will sink the entire ship." Every aspect of the boat is integral. Every aspect of the boat that carries us, the Jewish people, is integral. If one aspect, one person is not doing well, all of us as a whole are not doing well. We're all like the letters of the Torah. You are a letter. You represent one aspect of the whole Torah. Do you know that if one letter in the Torah is pasul, is missing, is erased, is gone, is messed up or smudged, the whole Torah is pasul because the Torah needs to be complete. The Jewish people need to be complete. We need peace in the world. We need shlemus in the world. We need ahavat chinam in the world. We need pure love for one another, regardless of viewpoints, regardless of politics, regardless of anything. And then maybe we could finally be complete. Take away lashon hara, bring lashon tov, only good speaking, speaking well about one another, only good things. Maybe then we'd finally be zocha to have Mashiach and have the third base of Megdash. Enough already with all the terrible tragedies, Meron and the like, and everything, all the people we've lost this year, all the people we've lost in our lives, in my life in general, and everyone in general. We should only know from good things. We are all one big family. We must feel for one another. We must indulge for one another. We must take care of one another. Every precious letter, every precious soul, every precious person, and the entire Jewish people in the world at whole, we're one big person. Even one impure person ruins all the rest of us, and one impure person affects the rest of us. The whole Jewish people cannot move from the Midbar because Miriam got tzaras. Why did she get tzaras? Because she spoke lashon hara. She only said a couple of words, like, is Moshe a better prophet than us? Why did he separate from his wife? Yada yada. She was stricken with tzaras for 7 days. Nobody could move. Why? Because the Jewish people was not whole. One impure person didn't let the entire camp move. One person. One bad letter in the Torah puzzles the entire Torah. You need to shine yourself. Shine those around you. Remove the layers of grime. Remove the layers of filth. Remove the debris that is in your heart, in your soul. All the days not doing as much as we can, not doing as many mitzvahs, as much chesed, as much tzedakah as we can. We push ourselves a little more to do what we can, to give what we can, to be as best as we can, making sure that every letter in the Torah is complete. Every letter in the Torah shines. Shine yourself. Shine those around you. Make sure all the letters of the Jewish people, all the letters of the Jewish Torah, the Jewish aspect, the Jewish alphabet really shine. The alphabet is a beautiful thing. The Hebrew alphabet has so much more meaning than the English alphabet, if there is any really wonderful thing we could think about the English language, the letters. But the letters of the Torah, the Gemara goes through how every letter has something about it, and how Emes has a leg to stand on, the Aleph, the Mem, and the Tav, but Sheker has nothing to stand on because the Shin goes to the point, and the Kuf doesn't have a real leg to stand on, the Resh doesn't have a real leg to stand on, it's almost toppling over. We go for Emes, and that's looking at the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are fascinating. Gemara goes through all the letters, how it has different ramifications, different meanings, beautiful thing. Each one of us is a letter also, not just the 22 Jewish letters, every person in the Jewish nation. We're like the spokes of the wheel of a bike. We're like the aspect of a ship. You make a hole in your seat. You make a hole in the boat, it will sink. one letter, you smudge one letter in the Torah, God forbid, it will be ruined. It will be possible. One impure person, the whole nation is not pure. We have to figure out how to purify everyone. We have to figure out how to bring everyone. Remember, to walk with the mitzvos, walk with your letters, walk with the letters of the Torah. It's engraved on us. It is indelved in us. It is something that's supposed to go with us. We're supposed to toil in it. We're supposed to walk with it. We're not just supposed to do them and that's it. We're supposed to live them and breathe them. Being with the statutes, being with the mitzvos, being with the chukim, walking with them, following them, really toiling in the Torah, being involved in the Torah, being endeavored in the Torah as much as possible, it's engraved on our hearts. Remember, you are a shining letter. Remember, we're all shining letters. Make sure we shine each other, we shine ourselves as much as possible with the Torah, mitzvos, and the chesed, so each one of us can be a shining example of a shining letter in the world, making the whole Jewish people, the whole Torah, shine to its true core, and hopefully we could finally be zocha to have Mashiach come, may it be today. This has been the Audio DT with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.